Washington's Western State Hospital will soon have a special ward for the most violent patients. The move comes after three nursing staffers at the state's largest psychiatric hospital were violently attacked in recent months. For the first time, we're hearing from one of those nurses whose earlobe was bitten off. She spoke exclusively to Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins.
It was a Sunday evening, and Bernie, who doesn't want her last name used, was working a swing shift in a civil ward at Western State Hospital. She was inside the nurse's station when a patient on one-to-one supervision, because of his violent tendencies, began to sprint down the hallway. Now, he'd done this before, but this time, instead of running to the other end of the hall, he turned and leapt over the plexiglass divider that separates the patient area from the nurse's station.
My instinct was I took a chair and put it in between us.
The next thing Bernie remembers is being on the floor. The patient was on top of her, choking her and biting her ear.
Choking and biting me at the same time.
She also remembers seeing fellow staff members trying to pull him off of her. As this was all happening, Bernie's daughter, Danielle, who also works at Western State Hospital, was on shift in another ward. She heard the emergency call over the loudspeakers.
And then a few moments later, one of the staff members is running towards me saying, "You got a call. They said you have to go to your mom's ward because she's the one that got hurt."
When Danielle arrived, she found her mother surrounded.
They're trying to calm her down. They're trying to get her to be more comfortable.
Bernie, who's 63, had a large contusion on the back of her head from striking the floor. Her sacrum bone in her lower back was fractured, and her left earlobe was missing. At first, they thought the patient had swallowed it, but then Danielle found it in her mom's clothes. Doctors stitched it back on. Bernie was the third Western State Hospital nurse to suffer a violent assault by a patient in a two-month period. Previously, two other nurses were pushed to the floor and stomped by patients. Sean Murphy is the deputy CEO at Western State Hospital. He says assaults on staff seem to ebb and flow.
Most recently, we have seen an increase in assaults, and most recently, we've seen an increase in serious assaults.
Murphy attributes the rise in assaults to a younger, more complex patient population. He says the hospital is taking a number of steps to improve safety. In the short term, that includes additional training for staff and more security on the wards. The hospital also plans to enclose all nurses' stations, but that will take a couple of years to complete. Perhaps the biggest change? By January, Murphy hopes to have a new ward up and running to serve the hospital's 10 most violent patients with intensive evidence-based therapies.
To really, really get at the violence and their violent tendencies.
Records show that over the last 3 years at Western State Hospital, employees have filed 682 claims related to assaults on the job. 15 of those employees never returned to Western. Bernie says she wants to go back to work, but she doesn't know if that will be possible. Since the assault, she suffered debilitating headaches and dizziness, and she needs assistance walking.
My goal now is to gain back my strength and set aside what happened to me.
But in order to move on from the trauma, she says there's something else she wants. Reconstructive surgery to repair her reattached earlobe. Doctors have told her that it's likely to fall off.
I don't want it to be a reminder of what happened to me.
As for the patient who attacked her, he now faces criminal charges, but Bernie says she doesn't blame him. It's the illness, she says. It's the illness. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.